Hey there, listeners. It's Shane Burkett here, your guide through the labyrinth of corporate life on creating space for success. This isn't your typical stroll through the halls of business babble. Nope. We're here to crack the enigma of office escapades one episode at a time. Got a tale that's too wild for the water cooler? Shoot it over to podcast@baacom.com. Who knows? Your story could be the next big feature, and hey, we might even thank you in our yet-to-be-unveiled Podcast Hall of Fame. For more brain-tingling insights, be sure to check out our treasure chest over at baacom.com. Now, hold your applause, but it's time to tip our hats to the wizards behind the curtain. The Burkett and Associates podcast crew. These folks are the Gandalfs to my Bilbo for you Lord of the Ring fans out there. Turning our chit-chats into pure, solid gold. Without their magic, it would just be yours truly rambling into the void. So here's to you, team. Your skills have not gone unnoticed. Now, let's not forget, the Success Blueprint is brought to you by the masterminds at Burkett & Associates. Imagine your brand getting a jolt of espresso, shot straight into the stratosphere, wearing a cape, and ready to save the world. We're like the Yoda of the business world, only with clearer direction and less swamp. We're all about transforming your brand from the best-kept secrets to the headline news. Picture a dollop of creativity, a sprinkle of strategy, and a hefty scoop of eureka, moments that make you wonder why you hadn't called us sooner. We're the alchemists turning business leads into pure gold, turning every meh into aha, and every maybe into a resounding yes. So, if you're ready to get your brand breakdancing on the moon, come knock on our door at Burkett & Associates. We're not just shaking hands, we're shaking up the industry, one revolutionary campaign at a time, and you're part of the family, minus the overcooked turkey and the awkward holiday photos. Now, settle in, turn the volume up, and let's get this show on the road. Today, we're spilling the tea on a particularly steamy subject, the toxic CEO or leader. That's right. We're diving into the nitty-gritty of what happens when the head honcho is more villain than hero. And we all have or had a toxic CEO or leader or supervisor in our past. And you probably know someone who is dealing with this now. So buckle up. Let's get ready to tackle the big, bad, and the ugly of leadership gone rogue. Remember, it's not just about calling out the problem. It's about forging the path to solutions. Let's get to it. So we received this email in our email back, and it starts like this. Dear Success Blueprint, I'm facing a tough decision at a company I've been loyal to for over a decade. Our workplace has drastically changed for the worse in the last 3 years, primarily due to the CEO's leadership. Despite unwavering dedication and overtime, our team struggles to meet his unrealistic expectations. Efforts to discuss our concerns have been dismissed, leaving us feeling undervalued and on the brink of burnout. With critical members considering departure, I'm torn between my commitment to the company's original values and the toxic environment it's become. I'm seeking advice. How can we address a leader who overlooks his team's well-being, and is there room to drive positive change, or is it time to part ways? Appreciatively, toxic burnout. That's a hard read, but sadly, so many people deal with that. So tell you what, let's get started with a scene, a very, very easy scene to start with. Let's start with a micro business like a coffee shop or a cafe. It's compact, it's cozy, you get the idea. And with a regular who knows everyone's name, the atmosphere is warm, but when it comes to communication, it's a bit like an old game of telephone. Messages get passed along until extra foam latte turns into text Tom maybe. Here's the deal. Before we start jazzing up with the fancy stuff, we need to lay down a solid communication foundation. It's like ensuring your espresso machine is primed and ready before the morning rush. Think about it. In a small business, every team member is an ingredient in your secret sauce. So creating a system where thoughts and ideas can percolate freely isn't just nice. It's essential. You want the feedback tool that's straightforward as your no-nonsense to-do list, but as engaging as your social media feed. This isn't just about checking a box. It's about building a network of conversations where the lines between the big cheese and the new cheese is as thin as finely sliced provolone. A place where feedback zips around like orders on a busy Friday night, and every piece of input is plated for consideration. So before we go full steam ahead, let's ensure our communication grounds are finely tuned, our filters are clear, and the water's hot. That way, when we pour in the next batch of ideas, what comes out is perfectly brewed strategy that keeps the whole team buzzing with energy and ready to take on the world one cup at a time. So let's start with step one. After we've laid that rock-solid communication bedrock, it's all about recognizing employee burnout, because a burnout team is as effective as a phone with a 1% battery at the start of a conference call. Now, CEOs, you're my office quarterbacks. You've got the ball, and the team's looking for you to call the plays. It's not just about delegating tasks. It's about managing them with a finesse of a maestro. So we're not name-dropping tools, but imagine something that lets you see who's swamped and who's cruising, a dashboard for the daily grind. Next up, think about a wellness program. We're talking about crafting an environment that's less all work, no play, and more healthy minds do better work. Picture this. Initiatives that just, not just pats on the back, but recharging minds and bodies. It's making wellness a part of your business model, not just a buzzword in the break room. And feedback, well, it's the breakfast of champions. We're visualizing a platform where thoughts can flow as freely as coffee, where suggestions don't disappear into the void, and we're all seen and heard and acted upon. All right, team. So let's talk to you a little bit. This is where you step up to the plate. We're talking about self-management that doesn't require a lot of fancy apps. It's about finding your rhythm, knowing your limits, and playing to your strengths. Think of it like a personal playbook for your workday. When it comes to wellness, mix in some good old-fashioned movement. Stand up and stretch during those marathon Zoom sessions. It's about finding balance and maybe even a squad for accountability, because there's strength in numbers, right? Now, let's not forget the power of growth. This is about leveling up your skills, not just with a specific course or a seminar, but through a mindset of continuous learning. It's like taking the wheel of your professional journey. So, CEOs, consider yourselves the coaches, and team members, you're in the driver's seat. Together, you're preventing burnout and turning your office into a well-oiled machine of happy, productive people. And that, my friends, is how we start to win the workplace communication game. Now let's swing right into step two, where we're calling the masterpiece cultivating a professional workplace culture where respect and appreciation aren't just buzzwords, they're the air we breathe. CEOs, I'll talk to you first. You've got to have your palette of tools. They're not just the brushes. It's actually how you paint the strokes. So it's really the technique, how you use those tools. It's about creating moments that stick, like a well-placed high five or a nod of approval when the coffee's brewed just right. Imagine orchestrating team-building shindigs that aren't just about trust falls, but about building a fortress of camaraderie brick by brick. And leadership training? It's less drill sergeant and more Dumbledore guiding with wisdom, twinkle of the eye, maybe a magic trick. It's about fostering leaders who don't just lead, but inspire. All right, team members, you're the Da Vinci's of the craft. You're not just punching in and out. You're sculpting a David with your daily grind. Peer support networks, they're your roundtables, where every knight has a voice and every opinion pulls the sword from the stone. Professional associations are your guilds, where you sharpen your skills and your armor of knowledge. And those construction feedback channels, they're your carrier pigeons, delivering messages that can turn the tides of battle. So CEOs, wield your tools with the grace of an artist, and team members, bring the craft to the gallery. Let's turn this workplace into a hall of fame where every name is etched with pride and every day is a masterpiece unveiled. So step three is where the rubber meets the road, or the coffee meets the cup in the bustling cafe in our little business world that we're talking about. We're discussing ensuring sustainable company growth. It's the perpetual motion machine every business owner dreams of. So CEOs, you're dealing in the grind, ensuring every espresso shot or strategic decision is pulled to perfection. You're not just tossing beans into the hopper, you're carefully measuring each dose with the precision of a craftsman. And while we're not brand dropping, imagine a strategic planning tool that's as initiative as your favorite coffee machine, always yielding the perfect brew. Then there's the growth of your team. It's like watching your coffee plants flourish. You're nurturing them, giving them light and nutrients, developing programs. They need to grow strong and fruitful. You're cultivating a crop of leaders, not just workers. And let's not forget about the efficiency audit. Think of that as like cleaning out the coffee grounds. It's maintenance time to ensure everything runs smoothly, keeping your quality of your brew and your business operations top notch. Now, team members, you're my latte artist of tomorrow. You're on the front line, steaming milk, creating art. You got your growth plans. Your sketch for the following excellent latte art masterpiece, we'll go with that. You're constantly refining your technique, making every pour better than the last. Efficiency is your mantra. You've got tools and tricks up your sleeve to keep the orders flowing and the customers smiling. And when it comes to cross-training, you're jumping on the espresso machine, you're over on the register, maybe you're sweeping floors, whatever is needed, you're there, adding value and versatility to your skill set. So CEOs, team members alike, keep an eye on the prize. A business that doesn't just grow but thrives. A place where every employee has a chance to be a part of something that grows organically, sustainably, and let's be honest, deliciously. All right, let's dive into this little gem. Step number 4 in our playbook, leadership, accountability, and development. This isn't just the icing on the cake. It's the secret ingredient that keeps the cake its flavor. It gives everything that it needs, the je ne sais quoi. Now, picture the CEOs. You're not just the brains behind the operation. You're the heart with a 360-degree feedback system. It's like you've got eyes in the back of your head, ears all around, and a finger on the pulse of every heartbeat in the company. You're taking in the view and the vibes from every corner of the office. It's feedback that's as round as your morning bagel and just as essential to start the day. But wait, there's more. Executive coaching. Think Mr. Miyagi meets Oprah with a sprinkle of Tony Robbins for good measure. It's about fine-tuning your leadership engine so you're running like a Tesla, smooth, efficient, just a little bit fancy. And those leadership retreats, they're not just trust falls in the woods. They're trust leaps into the future. Imagine coming back feeling like you've been to the spa, but for your leadership skills, you're refreshed, you're recharged, you're ready to paint that Da Vinci of strategies. Now, team members, my unsung heroes, the boots on the ground, the knights in shining armor, you've got your own feedback loop, and it's like a conch shell in the Lord of the Flies situation. When you speak, the tribe listens. Professional development is your sword and shield in the arena of career progression. Sharpen the sword, polish that shield. You're not just ready for battle, you're ready to win the war. And advocacy, we're not just the team member. You're a representative, an ambassador. It's your voice in the chorus, your verse in the company anthem. And when sung together, it's a harmony that just tops all the charts. So let's wrap this up with a bow. CEOs, team members, everyone in between, we're in this together. It's about accountability, not just holding them out, but navigating the ship together through calm and stormy seas alike. When development, feedback, and advocacy, we're not just building a company, we're building a legacy. And that, my friends, is a monologue worth reciting. All right, step right up to unveil the piece de resistance, or the main dish, for my non-French-speaking friends. Step 5 is enhancing communication and feedback mechanism. This isn't just about talking the talk. It's about walking the walkie-talkie. Sorry, couldn't resist. And ensuring that every voice rings in high definition. CEOs, you are my communication connoisseurs. All right. First off, it's about embracing privacy. We're creating a space where whispers find as much respect as announcements over a PA system. It's the kind of privacy that says, your secret's safe with me, and means it. Next, we've got frequency. And no, we're not starting a radio station. We're talking about the regular heartbeat of communication, the kind that keeps the lifeblood of the company pumping. Regular check-ins, updates, and a steady rhythm of back and forth that keeps everyone in tune. And then there's a full circle visibility. Think panoramic views of the Grand Canyon. It's about seeing the big picture, the small details, and everything in between. It's communication that doesn't just go up and down, but swirls around like a merry-go-round of insights. Team members, my maestros of the message, you've got one-on-one connections that are as vital as your morning coffee. These aren't just meetings, they're tete-a-tetes, duets between you and the leadership where you lay down the melody of your workday. Leadership development is next to the playlist, and it's about tuning your skills so that you're not just playing cover songs, but composing an original chart-topping hit. And let's not forget Candor and Honesty, the soul music of the workplace. It's about real, being raw, being ready to turn feedback into the kind of tune that gets everybody on the dance floor. So whether you're holding the music, the mic, or tuning in the dials, remember that enhancing communication and feedback isn't just a slide in a presentation. It's a cornerstone of culture where every voice is heard, every idea gets a spotlight, and every feedback gets steps forward toward a collective crescendo. All right, let's wrap this up with a recap that's as tasty as the last bite of dessert. Are you ready to go? All right, so first we're going to recognize employee burnout. It's like knowing when your phone's at 1% and plugging in just in time. It's crucial, folks. We keep our eyes peeled for the signs and jump into action faster than a cat video goes viral. Next is building a culture of respect and appreciation. This is about treating kudos like confetti at a surprise party. The more, the merrier. It's shaping a workplace where respect flows like an endless coffee refuel on a Monday morning. The next is ensuring sustainable company growth. Think of this as the art of baking sourdough bread. It's the slow rise, sure, but the results? Chef's kiss. We're in it for the long game, nurturing our team's growth like a gardener with a green thumb. Finally, there's leadership and accountability. We're talking about feedback loop that's so good, that's just perfect. Leaders were coaching for the scoreboard and the highlight reel. Did I say finally? Nope, there's one more. Enhancing communication and feedback mechanism is imagine if your chatting at work was as easy as commenting on social media. We're setting up the digital equivalent of a town square where ideas can mingle, dance, and find true love. And there you have it. A quick skip and a hop down memory lane of what we've covered. It's been a ride. It's been a roller coaster, really. We're more ups and downs and the kinds of thrills you'd queue up for an all night to go over again. Keep these nuggets in the back of your pocket, and let's turn the workplace into a wonderland. As we close today, Creating Space for Success chapter, I want you to carry the energy of our time together like a badge of honor. We're journeying through the landscape of leadership, peel back the layers of communication, and now we stand at the brink of a workplace revolution. So take a moment and let the resonance of our discussion hum through you. You're not just a face in the crowd, you're the maestro of your symphony and the success story author of your life. And when you step back into the rhythm of your work life, remember the melodies we've shared. Stay connected, keep the feedback flowing, never stop creating spaces for success, because the next breakthrough, the next aha moment, the next level of your journey is just waiting for your touch. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for tuning in, leaning in, and stepping up. Until next time, this is Shane Burkett, signing off. Keep thriving, keep striving, and keep shining, my friends. The stage is yours, and the world is listening. Take care, and don't forget to create space for success in your career and personal life.